Good evening and welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and it is Thursday evening, April 12th, 2007, 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone, right on the nose. I'm glad you're here. As I mentioned, I'm always glad that when you're here, I'm glad when I'm here, too. But, yeah, so if you've watched the news at all today, all they're talking about is Don Imus. Don Imus. Who cares? This is such a non-issue to me. It just blows my mind. Don Imus got fired. Let me tell you something, and you know, I think that Thomas could probably confirm this, too. If you've done corporate radio for a while, you know that, especially in mornings, they train you to say shocking things and to do shocking things. That's what it's all about. Everybody gets fired in radio. That's no big surprise. Why is this such a big issue? I cannot understand it. But then again, I'm kind of amazed that anything really continues to be a part of the mainstream media cycle for more than, you know, it deserves. And the whole Anna Nicole Smith died. Anna Nicole Smith died of natural causes. Anna Nicole Smith died of unnatural causes. Anna Nicole Smith's body is rotting. Anna Nicole Smith's body, still dead. Anna Nicole Smith, still dead.
Can I say one thing, Frank?
Yeah, go ahead, Thomas, jump in here, man. I know, obviously, you have a lot of important things to share with the world.
Well, the whole thing with Imus that I'm really irritated at, and I hope all the listeners will agree with me on this, the fact that Al Sharpton and everybody else, there are white women on that basketball team. Why is he not talking about the white woman on the basketball team? Why is he putting it only on the African-American males, females mm-hmm. that are on the team? That's my question.
The Freudian slip there? Well, are you calling them manly?
Well, some of them are kind of manly.
I guess. It's silly to me altogether. I mean, you know how it is. Look, they actually train you to do that kind of radio. I've been to some of these little seminars where they teach you how to be shocking.
Right. They want you to grab the audience's attention.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what they love. And then, of course, inevitably, at some point, you get fired. And you know this because you've done radio, corporate radio for a long time,
yes.
As I have. Basically, here's how it works. You push the limits, you push the limits, you push the limits, you push the limits, and then when you find out you can't push them any further, you do because you're told to, and then you get fired.
Right.
And then, of course, inevitably, it's high profile. If you don't think Don Imus is going to have another TV show and another radio show within the span of, I don't know, a week.
I'd like to bet. Okay, I want to put this out there. I think give him a week, and I think he'll be on Sirius or XM.
Oh, no doubt.
I give it a week.
No doubt. Look, the guy's an idiot, and he's a jerk. And he's pretty much talked smack about everybody under the sun his entire radio career, which has spanned, what, like 5 decades?
Yeah, well that's what I'm saying. Okay, so what? Now, because he calls a team of women nappy-haired hoes, all of a sudden now it's a big major
nappy-headed
deal. Nappy-headed hoes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. It's the dumbest thing, and it's amazing to me that they're making such a big deal out of this. In any capacity, I especially like the politicians, of course, inevitably jumping into it. You know, Obama says he'll never do Imus' show. Hillary criticizes him. Does anybody remember the Gandhi joke she made about the guy who works at the convenience store named Mahatma Gandhi? I mean, it's just, you know, the politicians can get away with it, but the media, they're the ones that keep these things going. I'd like to see Larry King get fired for being a brown noser.
Yeah,
that'd
be
possible.
Good. Yeah. Let's work on the Get Larry King Fired campaign.
Yeah. I'm wholeheartedly offended by Larry King's lack of interesting questions. I don't think that would fly. It doesn't have enough, it's not sexy enough for mainstream media coverage.
Right.
As they say. All right. Well, thanks for your 2 cents, my friend. Well spent.
And I appreciate the input.
We obviously are up to a break here, folks. Bear with us. We're back in 3 minutes. We'll have our guest with us this evening, whichever applies to you. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio coming up.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products. also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I'd like to welcome all of you listening on shortwave frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, or maybe you're listening at our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. Welcome to all of you AM and FM stations around the country and around the world. Very pleased that you'll be able to hear our show this evening. I'm excited about talking to our guest. First things first, I'll give out our phone number. It's 800-313-9443. That's toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Although, from what I understand, not toll-free worldwide. Our guest is the author of this book. It's entitled D-Day for America, Passing Through the Smelter of the Lord in the Land of the Free. Fantastic stuff. Author Dana G. Smith is the watchman of the Watchman Institute for Biblical Research. He writes on biblical topics as they pertain to current events, which is very exciting. That's kind of what we try to do here with our news segments, pay attention to what's going on in the world. Two websites, www.wingswatchman.org, and, of course, the one specifically where you can get information on the book as well, www.ddayforamerica.com. Please welcome to the program Dana Smith. Thank you so much for your time today, sir.
Well, thanks for having me on. I am excited to be here, as is, whenever we get talking about these subjects, it's something that has to be spoken about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is stuff that you're not going to hear on main radio.
Amen.
I mean, you know, if and I write about this all the time, you know, and the thing of it is that when we talk about a lot of the things that's going on in the world, you know, you take the media, there's six major media outlets or main organizations that practically run the media mm-hmm. world. And, you know, an example is Disney and their far-reaching. Well, you know, the bottom line of it is they do not talk about stuff like this.
That's true.
You know, and, you know, we're you know, talking to people literally around the world that, you know, want to know the truth. They want to know not just what's happening in America, but they want to know really the truth about what's going on around the world, you know, and what are the whoredoms in the world? What mm-hmm. what about the church? And, what you know, mm-hmm. what about all this?
Yes, without a doubt. And obviously I was, and I mentioned this actually before to other guests, you know, I'm always a little kind of wary about whenever we have somebody on who discusses scripture and biblical stuff. And the reason for that, Dane, I'll be honest with you, is that I don't like butting heads with people over scripture because, A, I don't feel that I'm qualified to do so, and, B, I think that scripture should be truthful, first and foremost, and it shouldn't be used as a fear-mongering tool. And I was very, very pleased to see that. I didn't think your book took that approach at all. I thought it was very, very truthful. You know, painfully true in some areas, certainly. But at the same time, you're not up there pointing fingers at everybody saying you're all going to burn in hell, which I thought was great, because there's way too much of that fear-mongering these days. Would you agree with that?
Well, there is. You know, and the thing that I didn't want to do, you know, and with the book, and that is I wasn't going to write a book and give you 150 reasons why I thought America was the worst nation on earth and mm. why it's going down. That's not what this is about.
Right.
You know, and when we talk about whoredoms, when we talk about, you know, who's to blame, you know, we're all to blame. You know, we've all, you know, at one time or another been caught up in this whorish society that we're in, you know, and, mm-hmm. and that is the problem. And what I do is, it's just like one of the biggest topics, you know, pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib. I don't get into those discussions.
Right.
And, you know, my good friend Prophet Tom Deckard and I talk about this quite a bit. And you know, and it's not just him, but there's a lot of others, you know. Mm-hmm. And when we get on this subject, I always refer people to Luke 21, watch and pray that you'd be counted worthy to escape all these things. You know, my job is to warn. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to get into a doctrinal diatribe argument with you or anybody else about all this man-made hogwash. You know, I mean, if we go clear back to Corinthians, we will find out that the first denominational division, you know, Paul mentioned, he said, are you not carnal because you say you're Paul, Cephas, you know, and Apollos? And, you know, that was the first denominations mm-hmm. in the church that's ever been recorded, was that right there.
Mm-hmm.
And we've taken it today and made it even worse.
Yeah.
And we have people, you know, within the churches themselves that, you know, they'll defend to the death their doctrinal stance,
mm-hmm.
but they can't stand to love the person right across, you know, the street in another church.
Yeah.
And the bottom line of it is, it even goes deeper than that. But the book is basically a response to what God has, you know, practically, I guess, drugged me around and woke me up when I was a boy. I had a series of visions and dreams, and I didn't put that in the book because I didn't want people basing their faith on my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted them, you know, to look at the scripture, and God revealed to me what was going to happen, not just through visions, you know, and dreams, but through his word. And it's in the word that we need to go to get some, you know, some guidance and solace. Mm-hmm. But, you know, these dreams came to me night after night. And within these dreams, I saw, you know, armies, tanks, invasion forces in the United States. Mm-hmm. I saw quite a bit of things. This was a very, apocalyptic type visions, because mm-hmm. it wasn't a dream. I was literally taken somewhere. I was somewhere. I remember at the end of the dreams, and it happened over a series, it happened night after night. There was three basic dreams that I had, and mm-hmm. at the end of the, or vision, or whatever you want to call it, and at the end of that time, the voice, a voice said to me, said I had to go back. I didn't want to go back, and I was surrounded in white, and the visions would appear before me out of nowhere, and the voice said I had to go back, and I said I didn't want to, and the voice says, well, I wanted to. You know, he says, I'm showing you this so that when these things begin to come to pass, you'll know it is the Lord thy God which has shown you these things, mm-hmm. that you might have faith. And, as I recalled that over the years, of course, I didn't know exactly what, I was supposed to do with all that. Mm-hmm. Well, over the years, God, catches up with you, and, I got more visions and more dreams, and the book, is the result of what God had moved in my life about. But the Lord spoke to me and said that just as there was a D-Day that encompassed the whole world, in which America was involved, so there will be a D-Day for America, and it will be world-shaking. It will happen in America, and it's coming. And so at any rate, the book is about that. It's about going through a number of things like blood guiltiness, different trials. I have three chapters on giants. Now, I'm not talking about Nephilim here, but these are metaphors for the times that are coming are going to be so extensive, so harsh and so tough that people need to understand, what they are facing. And it's through these chapters that I write to try to help them to understand that, standing by faith and going through them. And that's been, the struggle, to try to convince, number one, Americans that just because you're American doesn't mean you're holy. Mm-hmm. Neither does it mean that you're the worst nation on earth. But, I get people contacting me from Australia and Canada and various parts of the world, and they want to know, well, how come I'm not warning the world? Well, and in essence, I am warning the world, but yeah. I've been specifically, called to warn America, because America is going to go down. And when I say go down, I mean go down. Now, there will always be a land here, and there will always be a people here, but yeah. life as we know it, will cease to exist.
Which really could mean anything, which is why it's a good thing to be able to have a whole book, really, that focuses on what that statement means, honestly, because life as we know it consists right now of American Idol.
I mean,
if you take that out, life has changed. So, it is important to contextualize this for people, especially those who are relatively new, perhaps, to, prophecy and faith in general.
Well, when we talk about the life that we know it, we talk about a system. We were raised in an Americanized gospel.
I'm sorry, Dana. I just realized the music's playing very quietly in the background. Let me interrupt you here for a brief commercial break. Folks, we're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from the skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Folks, glad you're here. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, and that's mostly because my name's Frank. Frank Whalen, your host, our guest tonight, author of the book D-Day for America, Dana Smith. Welcome back, sir.
Well, I'm again glad to be back, Frank.
Thank you.
I have enjoyed speaking with you, and you know, the one thing that we need to understand here, and that is God is the God of mercy, and that, you know, the whole idea here is to have people prepared. And there's a lot of things that we can say tonight that can just scare the socks off people.
Mm-hmm.
But Christ himself said that he would give us peace. So we can have peace. And, you know, the thing of it is that in America, being soft, you know, and our generation is soft. You know, we've seen wars, but we're the only nation practically on earth that gets into major wars and yet have had no foreign invaders on our soil.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and so we have, you know, we're fighting wars right now in two major conflicts, Afghanistan, kind of quieted down, and in Iraq. Lately, I've been reporting a lot on Iran.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And with all the stuff that's coming out of there, seems like everybody in the whole world is expecting America to go to battle. The bottom line of it is that from my sources, and everything points to the fact that we indeed have nukes in various cities in America today. And there's no doubt that the Republicans, now I'm not Republican or Democrat, and I pray for my president all the time. I do not agree, so half the time I don't think he's even listening. But, you know, I pray to the Lord, say, Lord, he needs to be tapped on the shoulder here. But, you know, the bottom line of it is that, you know, we have, you know, a Republican, you know, group of people over there. Now, of course, we've got the Democrats. They're no better because when they voted in the Patriot Act, Democrats voted too. So, mm-hmm. you know, we have more things now on the board right now that'll take away our freedoms than at any other time.
That's true.
And if our forefathers were here, the ones who wrote the Constitution, they wouldn't be Democrat or Republican anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we were a constitutional republic. And to top that off, they would probably be in jail today because they'd be advocating an overthrow of this fascist government that we have in there today. And it's been growing for 50 years probably into a fascist state that has all kinds of things going on. The left don't know what the right hand's going.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if there are too many voices that have come out of our government alone to tell us what is going on. You know, godly Christian men and women who have come out of some of the high levels of the secret avenues of the Pentagon and stuff. I'm thinking of one, for instance, Al Cuppet, and there's others that are telling us what these people have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So while we've been raising kids or living our life, our government and or people in the government have been working behind the scenes to make us into, you know, the North American Federation that eventually swallowed up into the, you know, one world order.
Mm-hmm.
But any way you look at it, you know, we've got a lot of problems out there.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
And when we talk about life as we know it, I mean life as we know it. I mean, it's not going to go from driving, you know, fancy big vehicle to like a Honda, you know. I mean,
right.
You're not going to go from a five-room house to a one-room house or a two-room house. What I'm talking about is that there will be a time when we will have foreign troops on this soil. And we've got them now, but we will have foreign troops that men mean to overthrow us, that want to take away our rights. Our own government will be part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we will have a time when the church and when those who speak the name of Jesus Christ will actually be the enemies. Now, I'm talking about total chaos.
Mm-hmm.
There's also coming some major plagues, like bird flu is coming, which will kill millions. Now, this we also have many other things between the nukes going off and other stuff where, you know, and I didn't put this in the book, but the bottom line of it is that there's going to be a lot of people killed in America,
mm.
You know, and this is not funny, you know. I talk to people, and I've been warning people for quite a while,
mm-hmm.
And if
you don't mind, I'm going to jump in here quickly.
Okay.
Another quick commercial break. Folks, please stay with us. We're back in only 3 minutes with us, the author of the book, D-Day for America, Dana Smith. And again, that website, www.ddayforamerica.com. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome back. Very pleased and privileged to, of course, announce that this hour is being brought to you by our good friends down at Howard Creek Resort. They have nine, count them nine, fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and all the fun things nearby that will make your destination here in Arkansas a wonderful, wonderful time. Perfect family vacation spot any time of the year. Very, very family friendly. Great for family reunions and any other sort of little get-together. So you can visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them for more information toll-free at 877-253-7690. Wonderful, wonderful folks. And we've got our guest here tonight, and I'm excited to be talking about this with you. As I mentioned, there's always different situations that are going to come up when it comes to analyzing Scripture. And I think it's important. I do. I think it's vital. So we look at all sorts of different things on the program, and this will be the first time that we've spoken with our guest here tonight. But this book, D-Day for America, is a really, really fantastic insight in all this, because not only does it, of course, go through point by point all elements of Scripture that sort of tie into the various aspects of what exactly would happen, I guess, in the future. it also sort of contextualizes all the things that have gone on already. And it actually starts out with sort of the, I should say the founding of America, but it actually goes back quite a bit before that into like the first human beings who have walked on this soil. So when it talks about America, it starts at the beginning and takes us all the way through. And very pleased our guest is here with us. Dana Smith, welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry we had a little bit of disconnect there.
Oh, I'm used to the technical problems. it happens a lot in radio, and it certainly happens a lot on this show, and it certainly happens a lot when we start talking about Scripture.
Well, you know, the thing of it is that I'm so pleased to be able to speak to you tonight. I always, you know, it's like a burden. And when you say the burden of the Lord, the burden of the Lord, and you talk about the prophets and the burden they had, or the apostles, or anybody who the Lord has put something on, it's something that it's like it's on your shoulders until you release it, and then you have to release it. And this was on my shoulders for a long time, just real heavy. And then when I wrote the book, it lifted. And then it came back again, and then I had to start doing radio interviews and things like that. And so it's one of these things, and for the people today, and that is number one, and that is they need to seek the Lord, and they also have to prepare. I guess it could come in two main areas, spiritually and physically, because when this thing starts coming, you need to be prepared spiritually so you know the Lord, so you can stand on the Word, you know, Psalm 103, Psalm 91, and others. Because we're coming down to a time when those giants that I told you I wrote about, when you're going to have to stand on the Word of God, and when God will supernaturally move among His people. And that's really where the smelter of the Lord, the main thing that I tell people is it's the smelter of the Lord in the land of the free. And the smelter being that refining process, and your people can find it in Zechariah 13:9 and read about it. And it's bringing out the impurities. You know, it's when you are digging for gold and then you put it under the refiner's fire. They have to put, in the old days, you just put lye in order to bring all the different, you know, copper and different stuff out of it. And that is like sin and chaff and rebellion, you know, as a metaphor. And God brings us through this. Now, of course, we've got the whole argument out there that, well, I'm going in the rapture, so I'm not going to be here. Well, this is what I tell them. Well, you get a pencil out, and you write this date, you write this time, and you write my name down, Dana Smith. I told you that this is coming. I'm not going to argue the rapture about you, but you will see this unless you die. You know, it is coming. I have seen it. I saw the fall of New York, and it's just like when we talk about warnings, you know, David Wilkerson's been warning the nation since 70, and I was married in 73, and I told my wife my dreams, and, you know, then she didn't know how to handle it, and I really didn't know how to handle it, so it scared her.
Yeah.
And but David Wilkerson, back in 73, wrote his book, The Vision. And he was thoroughly thrashed. Prophet Tom Deckard started warning America way back when. He had visions and appearances of angels and stuff. And so he went overseas because America didn't receive him. And then God called him back. And over the course of time, Tom and I actually, God brought us together. So we've done a lot of talking about a lot of this. And there's a lot of things coming. And, you know, the book, I hope and pray that, you know, and we have a lot of stuff on our website, a lot of articles. I have teachings and everything, and it's, you know, you can go there and you can get prepared. And it's just like your radio show is, it helps to wake people up. You know, even if you're not talking about this subject, you know, you're talking about the Lord or something, you know, you're trying to stir people. You know, and we are such a group of lazy nerds, you know. I mean, We are. I'm sorry.
No, you're absolutely right. And actually, that's a perfect lead in to where I was wanting to go. I had a question posed to me, and I guess it was earlier this week, about a lot of Christians, and a lot of Christians who have faith might think that it's that they don't need to do anything. They're saying, hey, look, I'm squared away with the Lord. You know, forget all of you guys. Whatever happens to you is your problem. I'm just going to sit here and hide under the bed with my Bible and my flashlight. And obviously you don't feel that way. You mentioned about a burden, and I've mentioned the same thing. It's because of my faith that I feel led to do things, such as, you know, the show, for example.
Well, you know, you're exactly right. What happened to the apostles? When we go back to the early church, you know, they had great success in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
So you had the apostles, you had, Peter, you know, and James and John, and they were all gathered around in Jerusalem there, you know, and they, well, this is neat, you know. I mean, we got a church, we added 3,000 in one day, you know, this is just like America. They, you know, this is, you can just see it, you know, the first church of Jerusalem, you know, mm-hmm. of God, you know, in Christ, by the apostles. You know, so here you go, man. You got this. Oh, great. This is our first denomination. Everything's cool, man. We are religious. We got this puppy down. And then God sends persecution and drives them out of Jerusalem. Tells, you know, in essence, he's saying, get your butt up. Get mm-hmm. out of that church. That's not what I'm not coming back for bricks and stones. I'm not coming back for a name of a church. I'm coming back for blood washed, born again people who serve me in obedience. And well, so they went out. And they went out and they warned people and they faced death and they were martyred. You know, now it's only in our Americanized religion where you take where the Bible says, love not the world nor the things of the world, that you totally screw it up and you turn it around and say, okay, it's okay to love the world. It's okay to love that car and love that house. And, oh, by the way, you know, you can put a golden cross up there in the church and you can put padded pews down and you can sell all kinds of Bibles and put your name in them. And, you know, I mean, you can get rich. You can have, you know, $24 million jets. Matter of fact, why don't you get two of them, you know? And while you're at it, you know, put about $3 or $4, $8 million houses in there. And, oh, by the way, teach all my people how to get filthy rich. This is the Americanized gospel. It's a whore gospel. It'll send you to hell. I'm telling
well
people
said.
That.
Well said. Well, you know, I have to jump in here because you have a great statistic, which people should know about. Page 26 says, it is said that America has approximately 80% of the world's preachers and ministers. That is terrifying to me, Dana. I mean, it sounds like a good thing. It sounds like something we should pat ourselves on the back for. But again, that means that the focus of the church-bound deception is on America.
Well, you know, and that, you know, being in Bible school, and I went to Bible school, and I was thinking about this today. You know, God had to get me out and away, and actually, I was literally kicked out of the church because I went there. I was fresh out of Bible school and went to this nice, fancy church. It had been growing. The preacher would have been a perfect insurance salesman. Matter of fact, I think he was. And, I mean, you know, when he preached, not a hair was out of his head. You know, it was all straight. I mean, this guy was gorgeous. You know, everything was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I come along. And so, man, I'm all full of fire and zeal, and I start preaching, and I take over the bus ministry and couldn't get anybody to work, so I get up one Sunday night, and I get to preach, so I say, okay, you know, away we went. And so I started preaching, and pretty soon before I knew it, I started saying things like, you know, when we get in heaven, it'll be all right, because, you know, when we stand before God, we can say, you know, Lord, we came in first in the softball tournament. But when it comes to bus ministry now, you're going to have patience with us because we couldn't get anybody out, so we had to discontinue it.
Mm.
You know, so by the time I was done, I made a few enemies, and then it just went downhill from there. And I was caught on the stairs one day by the deacons and said, we don't want you here. You know, you're too zealous. We don't want your kind here. You're to leave. You need to get out.
I think we lost Dana again. Thomas, any ideas? He is. Okay, yeah. I know the sound of a disconnecting phone, pal. Don't try to tell me. Thomas is trying to tell me he's still there. No, he's not. The only thing missing is a dial tone. And I'm sure if things continue on in this fashion, we'll have a couple of those at some point. No, I don't want a dial tone. Thank you very much. It is interesting, though, folks. You know, you start delving into this stuff and inevitably, technical problems do arise. I understand what Dana is saying here. It's a precarious thing when you confront people with themselves. And you take a mirror and you turn it towards somebody else and say, take a look. A lot of people don't want to look too close. They don't want to look too hard. They don't want to look too long because inevitably their own issues sort of confront them. And we are our own worst enemy. And as a result of that, that's why my main focus for me and what I would suggest to people, of course, you're by no means required by any means to do these things, but I always suggest to people focus on themselves. You know, get yourself squared away. You know, somebody that doesn't know how to swim cannot save somebody who's drowning. That's just a fact. The same thing applies. But, you know, in society, and we have this elitist mentality, and it's in the churches, it's in the organized organizations, it's certainly in corporate America, it's definitely in politics, and just in every other sort of little associations that you might have, you know, high school cliques and clubs and fraternities and sororities and so on and so forth, certainly secret societies, a lot of finger-pointing. And you get into that sort of mob mentality, that groupthink, where everybody's sort of like, well, you know, I don't really like the way Johnson's dressed at our Sunday service. Yeah, I don't really like it either. We're going to have to have a talk with him. And then, you know, gossip spreads. And then pretty soon everybody's looking down their nose. Look at this guy dressed like a slob in church of all places. Ah, I'm wholeheartedly offended by this. You know, and then just so on and so forth. And then everybody gets to sort of have a target to beat up on. And obviously when you're attacking somebody else, you don't really think too much about yourself. And it just goes hand in hand with all the other aspects that we've discussed on the show before as well. So I think the main thing is that we do have to take a look at ourselves in every possible conceivable way. Analyze yourself. Spend some quiet time with yourself and, you know, pray. And if you don't pray, just think about yourself, about your past and where you've been. A lot of people like to block that stuff out. I don't. I certainly don't dwell there, but I like to examine the road that I've walked. Where did I turn? Where did I go straight? Where did I turn around? Where did I backtrack? What was the point? Why do I think the way I think? Why do I feel the way I feel? Why do I believe the way I believe? What has led me to this place that I'm at right now? And I think when you can sort of get a handle on these things, it really just it changes where you are as a person. So it's worth noting. Thomas, I'm hearing something in my ear. Is Dana back? Thomas? He is. Well, hey, thanks for telling me. Dana, welcome back, sir.
I am sorry we're all at.
What's that? Oh, that's okay. It happens.
I mean, this. I got a new phone, and like I said, I had his brother. I'm gonna shoot this thing. anyway, it's just like my websites. I do all my own websites, and man, I'm telling you, you know, talk about a tax. I get a tax. I mean, this, you know, and I swear there's electronic demons.
Oh yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me at all. I've experienced that myself.
At any rate,
when we left off, you were talking about your banishment from the church.
Yeah, I was literally kicked out of there, you know, and it hurt a lot because of course, the deacons, and some of them were my friends, and I caught one of them, and he came over to apologize, and I said, "Well, why didn't you stand up?" And he said, "Well, I guess I have a jellyfish backbone," and I said, "Well, I guess you do." Yeah. Well, this was right around Christmas, and I had a young boy, and no job, kicked out of the church, and it was just like a week before I had sat in my office, and it was in the sun. I was doing some stuff for the ministry there, and I felt like I was in the perfect will of God. And a week later, or 2 weeks later, whatever it was, I was without a job. It was during Christmas. And I'd just been told by the people in the church that ran the church they didn't want me there. And then they voted me out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when it got all said and done, the Lord spoke to me and said, just like a rose has to be crushed in order to get the perfume out. So you need to be crushed. I want the perfume was to come out. Well, that really didn't soothe me as it should have, because I was too immature, you know.
Sure.
I just, and the Lord knew that, you know, but it took a long time, you know, and it took quite a while to get a lot of the, you know, I thank God for Bible school and the friends I had there, but
sure.
I had to come to grips with what they told me and what I had in, as far as I don't call them dreams because they weren't dreams, but what I experienced as a boy, because it flew in the face of doctrine, you know. And
yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You mentioned that in the course of the dream, you were told that, that you were given this information so that you would have faith, and I wondered where you were at maybe prior to that.
Well, you know, it was when this thing comes upon us. It was going to be so bad that it could actually steal away your faith.
You know,
you could actually give up.
Right. So in essence, you were being told you need to have real faith, not church faith.
And so I really didn't, you know, my grandmother came out of the Azusa Street Revival, and out of three kids, my dad was the only one that accepted the Lord.
Oh, wow.
And so,
Dana, I'm sorry, let me jump in here. You came back just in time for a break, so stay with us, folks. 3 minutes in, 3 minutes out. More Frankly Speaking Radio after this.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Good morning. Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I'm thrilled you're here. Tail end of our first hour already. And our guest is the author of the book D-Day for America, Dana Smith. Welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you, Frank. I'm glad to be here. I really am.
Good.
And, I've said that before, and even though it's 11 o'clock at night, it's no problem. I get to talking about this. We normally get up very early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way things are.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
But when we get to talking about stuff like this, this is really important. And, you know, back to what we were talking about, you know, the bottom line of it is that in America, as Christians, we have done far too much sitting back on our butts in our churches and under our beds and everything else. And there is an aspect where you can trust the Lord and you sit back there, you know, say, well, I know everything's going to be all right. But still, we have to get the word out. Now, with what I do, I call myself the watchman because, you know, let the watchman declare what he sees, Isaiah 21:6. And that's on the front of the book. And that's mm-hmm. what I have endeavored to do to the best of my ability. And what I've seen through the prophets, through the New Testament, and through visions and dreams the Lord has spoken to me about, I have seen this. Now, the one time that it happened, when it first happened, I have this place, no more, they fenced it off, but there's this place not too far from here, and it overlooks a valley by a mountain. It's kind of quiet. And I used to go over there every morning and seek the Lord. And I would just be him and me. You know, I write a lot of psalms and different things and do a lot of writing. And so I sit there and I write and seek the Lord and pray and intercede and, you know, do the same stuff, you know. And I was reading in Revelation about the four horsemen. And I looked up from looking at the scripture. Now, I'm on a little hill, and off to my, just to my left, is a field. There's never anything in the field, but it's fenced. Now, all of a sudden, I look up from Revelation, and I see four horses, different colors, standing there looking at me. And it was such an experience, you know, and it was right there that all of the scriptures, not just the four horsemen, but many others, flooded into me. And it was there that I saw the fall of America, and I wept and interceded and broke down. It was quite an experience, but mm-hmm. It led me to, of course, write the book and continue to do what we do today.
Mm.
But you know, the thing of it is that we, you know, within the church have got to understand that Christ is coming back for people, not for bricks and stones,
right,
not for man-made diatribes. He's looking for a people who is walking in obedience to him, you know, not walking in the lust of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Not walking. Now, if you want to read about the sons of disobedience, where the wrath of God comes on, look in Ephesians and Colossians.
Mm-hmm. Dana, we're up to our legal identification here. We have to pause for about a minute and a half. But if you'll hang with us, we'll be right back. And I'd like to dive into sort of, you know, exactly what you've seen, what you've studied.
It's
and
true.
Be.